John 17, verse 21 from New Living Translation. I pray that they will all be one, just as you and I are one, as you are in me, Father, and I am in you. And may they be in us, so that the world will believe you sent me.
Thank you so much, and give me the outline. Thank you. Well, you know, the task that we have out there is so big that it is impossible for one entity, one denomination, one church to do the task for themselves. We need one each other. We need really to be part of this body and to do what Jesus commanded us to do. And the thing is that there is no any single entity who can accomplish Act 1A for themselves. So we need one each other. But what really touched me about this verse in John 17 is that Jesus said that unity is the way that can help us to accomplish Act 1-8. When we see what Jesus said, he says, if they are together, if they are like one body, so the world will believe that you sent me. So it is incredible, the power of unity. But sometimes we trust more in the power of our resources or our denomination or our money or whatever we think it is important or what we do. So there is a new reality that are happening in the field that we need to take a look. If you can help me with the punching as I am talking, because this is not going. Okay. Now the white Anglo missionaries, they can access freely to the countries they used to go. In 2004, 8 missionaries were killed in Iraq. It wasn't for being opening churches. It wasn't for being distributing Bibles. It was because they were Americans, tall white people, blue eyes. On the same team, we had Hispanics with this face, dresses like them. And these people came in, opened churches, baptized people, run out. No one realized they were there opening churches. From 2005 to 2010, a good friend of mine who is Mexican, he was in an extreme country, Muslim country, with an incredible strategy, opening a Mexican restaurant. Through that Mexican restaurant, selling taquitos, burritos, and enchiladas, he reached more than 200 Muslims for Christ. Can you imagine a church in 5 years, more than 200 people becoming a convert through a Mexican restaurant? He had to flee the country finally because Al-Qaeda discovered his identity. They killed his Anglo partner, and he had to run the country. In 2011, Comina, we did a consulting, a summit. It was named Hispanic Connection. And that Hispanic Connection, and we did that again this year, we had more than 60 agencies that they approach us, telling us, look, we know that the future of the United States, talking about the ethnicity, is with Hispanics. We need to learn how to mobilize them right now, not 20 years from now. Please help us to mobilize Hispanics. Please help us to know how is the task, if the resources are the same or not are the same for the English audience or the Hispanic audience. As a result of that, Comina is mentoring like 5 major missionary agencies in the United States in how to open their Hispanic department, which is huge achievement. Because 15 years ago, no one was even thinking how to partner or how to open an Hispanic department. So there is a new realities that are coming for the next decade. Business as mission, you're aware of that. Global diaspora, the people moving from everywhere to everywhere. The Hispanic community in the United States, we have a lot of Hindu people in our community, Hindu-documented people. Hindu-documented and no document people. I don't know, it's an Hispanic joke, so you can laugh if you want. But you know, we are making a partnership between the Anglo agencies, Hispanic churches, and churches in Latin America. So we send our people with no paper, no papeles from the United States to be trained in Latin America. And from there, we send overseas with a partnership with an Anglo entity here in the United States. And the local church is the one providing support and providing pastoral care. This is the new reality that is beginning to happen. And if that happened to us, Hispanics, of course that happened in other communities. Whatever, there is a person who has no legal status, is a reality of other person that they can do the same. So there is a new kind of partnership. Before, it used to be typically north to south. Now it's south to south to south to north, which is Latin America to Africa to South Asia with North America. It's a new reality that we are here facing right now. But I want to end with this. Who is your neighbor? When I'm presenting that topic to Hispanics, I say, if you live in your block and there is a Chinese, an Afro-American, and white person, and Hispanic in your block, who is your neighbor? Everyone says, oh, all of my neighbors. I say, no, if you have a flat tire, who is the one you will be asking help? I say, oh, the Hispanic. Okay, that is your neighbor. So the concept of neighbor that we have is other who is alike, other who is like me. So sometimes when we speak about partnership, the concept we have is the same. It's other who is like me. And we tend to partner with the same people all the time. We tend to partner with people who has the same ethos that I have. We, even here, while there is diversity, what really is putting us together here is the American ethos that all live with here. You know? But we love diversity. And we love diversity in different faces, but we love diversity how it looks. But how diversity acts, or the action of diversity, are completely different. And sometimes we really want people to partner because we want our ministry to look good because we are diverse. But it really doesn't mean that we are doing my best to adapt something different from other culture and take that to really make an impact in the world. So let me tell you this. The ethos, the Anglo ethos, is changing. If we don't take action right now, we will be far behind in a few years. We need to now to understand which is the new ethos and to work with us. I'm finishing with this. We must try to pay a high price for maintaining the unity in the body. To live our agendas, our titles, our positions, and to love the united of the body of Christ in order to work that. And there is a high price that we must to pay in order to have a body who is united, to have a partnership in the entire body. God bless you so much.